Hello, everybody.
Hi. Hi, y'all.
It has been far too long.
Way too long. We apologize for the hiatus.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
Oh, yes. We graduated.
We graduated about 2 weeks
ago. No, yeah, two weeks ago.
So, feels like a long time.
Yeah, so we are now officially unemployed young adults. No.
High school graduates. Yeah.
I mean, we're in college, technically.
So. See, that's the thing. My brother was saying, because he's going into senior year, he's like, oh, now that school's over, I'm a senior. I'm like, are you technically a senior, or are you going into senior year?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are we technically college students, or are we going into our freshman year of college?
It's a weird limbo.
Yeah, it's a weird gap.
But yeah, so between when we last spoke and now, Anya and I are in college. But we're far from each other, though,
yeah.
Which means unfortunate things for this podcast. But hey, you know, it will not be discontinued. It will happen in chunks.
It'll be interesting, though, because we'll have a lot to talk about in our, like, giant gaps of time that we'll not be seeing each other. But Anya's in the East Coast, and
yes.
I'm in the West Coast. So that'll be very interesting, but we'll be in the same country, which is good.
That's true.
And we're definitely going to meet, we're definitely going to meet in December as well, because
mm-hmm.
we're both going back to India.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully in the U.S. too, we can meet either in the East or West Coast. That'd be definitely fun.
You're going to have lovely weather. I'm going to be freezing my butt off.
And what's funny too is that Anya doesn't like cold.
No, I don't.
More than me.
Yeah, I hate the cold. I wear sweatshirts in, sorry if you're a Fahrenheit person, but like 30 degrees. Yeah, you translate it yourself, guys.
30 degrees Celsius is like 100 something Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and I wear sweatshirts in that weather, so we've got a problem, Houston. Yes.
Learning curve. Well, big
Indeed.
Learning curve. But
yeah.
It's exciting, though.
Very.
To be getting into college.
Did we talk about... I mean, we're not telling you guys where we're going. Sorry, but we're not telling you. But we did get into... At least I got into kind of technically my first choice. And I'm pretty happy about that.
Nice.
And Anya got into a really good school as well.
Well, you got into a really good school, too.
We both got into good schools.
We both got into great schools.
Yeah.
Great schools that are, like, great for what we want to do
as
people. Like, it's
yes.
a good fit for us.
Exactly. I think we got into the best fit colleges for ourselves.
Yeah. But do you want to describe your like, college acceptance process?
Did I tell the story of how I got
I don't
one?
Think so.
Okay, guys, here's a funny story. So, in Feb, it was actually Anya's 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having a very safe, COVID-safe party at her house. And my parents were nearby driving around, and I was actually due to get my college acceptance that night. And I was really nervous about it. And so I had fairly intoxicated myself in order to prepare myself, because I was quite positive I was going to get rejected. And so I got into the car with my mom, my dad, and my grandma, and I was quite crossed, and my mom opened the letter for me because I was too scared to look. Yes, I was too chicken, don't come for me. And I got in, and I was freaking out. I was really happy about it. It's my mom's alma mater, actually, so she was extremely happy. So was my grandma. And so then I went upstairs, and my boyfriend and Anya were both there, and I didn't want to say anything, so I quickly made a beeline for her bedroom, and the kitchen's like right nearby, so she and my boyfriend were there, and they saw me, and they were like, oh shit, something's happened, and they both of them left their conversations, got up and ran to the room to see me, thinking that something bad had happened. And so I was just quietly putting everything away, and they came in, they're like, Anya, are you okay, what happened? And then I looked at them and I was like, I got in. We all freaked out.
No, I remember it was like you told us beforehand that you were gonna get it at that point, that you were gonna like dip for a bit to see. So we knew when you came back that it was time to go check. And I remember it was like clockwork, even though we were all like not right in the head. We were all just like, oh, she's here, time to go.
Yeah.
And everyone it was like so properly timed.
Staged.
The way that we
staged.
Both just like left at like the perfect time.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Everyone was like, what are they doing? This is a theater performance? Is this staged?
Yeah. So then we all went to the room and we were all so happy and it was so fun.
Yeah, it was a really, really good night. It was also a really awesome party.
Yeah, it was a good time overall.
Mm,
a lot of highs.
Nice but, pun.
yes. So my process, I got a lot of waitlists this year. This year there were a ton of waitlists, and I know I wasn't the only person. So if you also got a lot of waitlists or a lot of rejections, don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's not just you. It was just the year. It was a strange year.
Very.
A lot of schools were, like, over their capacity from last year and whatnot. So waitlists were just inevitable. But I got into one of the colleges that I was, it was one of my targets, but I was also pretty excited for it. Like, it was one of the targets that I was, like, very fortunate to call my target. So I was really excited at first, because I knew that if I didn't get in, I'd be a little crushed. So then it was really early in the morning and my mom was still asleep, so I was just like very quietly, like, celebrating, like, jumping up. I was like, yay. And then my mom wakes up and I, like, really casually told her, and she's like, oh, great. But at this point I hadn't heard back from, like, 6 or 7 of my colleges, so I was like, I have, like, a lot of other options that I might prefer to go to. And then I ended up getting either rejected or waitlisted from a lot of them, but I'm still happy with my college.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
Definitely same. I mean, mine was not technically my first choice at the beginning. I can tell you guys where I applied to from the beginning, because I'm not going there. But I applied to Haverford College in Pennsylvania, and they did flat out reject me. And the IED won there, and the ED thing was really high, and also it was a reach for me, and I didn't get in. But considering where I got in, which was actually an ED2, I was really, really happy with that. It was like my first, second choice, or my second first choice, that makes more sense. But yeah. But yeah, so we graduated.
We graduated, and it's nice to, like, have the security of, like, knowing where you want to go to college, even though I still have to wait for one of my waitlist offers, which is very annoying.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to know where we're going and, like, be able to mentally prepare ourselves for it.
Yeah.
And also, I just finished one of my final AP exam.
Because we took it online. Yeah.
So
this girl was taking statistics at 1 a.m. Guys, you better give a round of applause to her, because who the heck can do that?
It's because of the fucking College Board.
Yeah.
Like, time zone difference for international students. My exam was from 1:30 to 4:50 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad, but now that it's over, it's actually officially summer for me.
Woo.
So I'm very excited. And just so everyone's aware, we didn't have a proper graduation this year.
Yeah, it was virtual.
It was completely virtual. We didn't have a prom. Mm-hmm. We didn't have, like, a senior trip.
We basically only went to senior year for maybe 2 months.
Two and a half months
we spent. And we didn't really do anything there. We didn't have any senior events at the time, so any senior events we were supposed to have did not happen, especially because, I mean, if you guys have been reading the news, you know what India's like, so it's not possible.
Yeah.
But at least we had our graduation, and we have the closure with the fact that we're not in high school anymore. We're done.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
It is weird. It is a bit sad, because the last time we saw most of our friends, or, like, schoolmates, it was on the last day of school, which was, like, 2 months ago.
And so we were all busy at the time because our exams hadn't started and everything. So we were still in school mode, and we didn't know it was going to be the last day, literally until the last block of school, and our principal came and announced it to us. So it was really sad.
For sure. And all of our friends are pretty much leaving for, like, Korea or France or Canada.
If they haven't already left.
So it's kind of a bittersweet. We didn't get to say, like, a proper goodbye to them in person. Mm-hmm. I think if it was in person, it would feel a lot more, like, substantial. I probably would have cried. A
lot more emotional. I think I would have cried as well.
Yeah.
I didn't cry in my graduation at all.
Oh, fuck. I didn't either.
Because it was literally just watching a Zoom screen. Like, exactly. The same thing we've been doing for the past 2 years.
Exactly.
So
basically everything that the last school year, like, the last grade had to go through that was bad, we did too.
Yeah.
But a little worse. So.
A little worse because we missed half of our junior year and our entire senior year, whereas they only missed the first half of their senior year.
Pretty much.
There's a big debate about it, because they are the year that went into their first year of college during a COVID year, which also
sucks.
That
is true.
And at least we have that closure a little bit.
That's true. And also, both of our colleges will be, like, fully open, as, like, with a lot of other colleges.
Yeah.
You need to get vaccinated.
Yeah. I think your college as well is making it mandatory to get a vaccine before attending, right? So, and I believe they're, like, testing quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the U.S. is doing pretty well college-wise about it, but I do feel bad for the international students that have to get visas, because that process sucks right now.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
Good luck if you're doing that.
Yep, good luck, guys.
What else?
What are some of our hopes for college?
Hopes. I'm going in with, like, a very open mind. I hope that I won't be too, like, antisocial, because usually when I don't have friends or if I don't know anyone personally, I get kind of, like, closed off and antisocial, and I'm like a starfish. Like, whoever wants to come to me can come to me.
Starfish.
But I want to be, like, a bit more outgoing, meet new people. I'm excited to try new things.
Me too.
And to, like, have new opportunities that are, like, with being in the U.S. in general.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot more options for us to go out and do things as compared to India. Not just because in India there isn't as much to do as in the U.S., as, like, our situation of international students, but also because it's a lot better with COVID at the moment.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm excited to actually go out. I'm excited for the food.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But with that, also having an open gym.
Oh my god, I cannot wait.
And a stable schedule.
Yes.
And having a variety of, like, active things to do, like hiking.
Options.
Rock climbing. Dancing. Biking,
scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
Surfing. Yeah.
Like, all these really cool things.
Mm.
You can go ice skating.
What the heck?
That's so cool.
In the freaking West, man.
I'm talking about you, though, too.
Oh, me? Okay, yeah. Okay. That, yeah. Here's the thing, though. I'm gonna be balled up in my dorm room in a many sweatshirts for the first semester.
That's fair.
I may not leave my bed.
Yeah. But at least, like, we'll also have the freedom to just do what we want. I'm so excited for that.
Having come from fairly conservative Indian families.
Yeah.
We are both extremely excited to announce that we will no longer need to ask our mothers for permission to leave the house.
Oh my god, but my mom said that I should still tell her where I'm going, at least for the first semester, for, like, safety reasons, which I kind of get, but also I'm not going to tell her every single time I go out, because that's not reasonable.
Yeah, what the heck? You're an adult now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, here's the thing. My dad tracks my location on Google Maps, and he's done it ever since I had a phone.
Right.
And I thought it was horrendously awful and creepy. Not creepy in that sense, but more like, I just don't like having my location stalked. It's very controlling.
Yeah.
But now that I'm going to the US, I'm okay with it because it's not like I ever sneaked off anywhere. But also, if he does have my location tracked, that's fine by me because I don't care him knowing where I go, because it is actually for safety reasons.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If he sees me, you know, at the university my boyfriend's at, who, by the way, happens to be in the same city, which is amazing.
So cute.
If he sees me there, it's not like I'm gonna be like, oh shit, my dad sees him at my boyfriend's house, oh no. So I'm fucking 18.
Yeah.
And they know him. But I think it's good to have it for safety reasons. But bottom line, we don't have to, like, oh my gosh. Okay, just for context, those of you who are listening and are not from India, this is generally how it would go. Hey, Anya, do you want to hang out this weekend?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Let's make a plan. Let's find out the times. Let's find out the dates. Let's find out exactly who's going to be picking up, what our transportation is, and then let's propose the plan to our mothers. How does that sound?
Great.
Okay. I'm going to ask my mom.
And I will ask mine.
And then our mothers will communicate together and decide in the jury whether they allow for this to happen.
Pretty much, yes.
And this all has to be done 1 to 2 weeks prior to the actual event.
Yes.
And by event, I mean a sleepover.
Yeah. Minimum 5 days.
Minimum 5 days. Business days.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, that's my friends. I tried to say friends and folks.
Oh my god.
That is how it works.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing is really spontaneous, sadly.
Yeah.
I think it's more spontaneous in the US because you have a car and you can decide where you want to go when. But
the ages for that are higher here.
Yeah, we have a driver. Not to sound pretentious, everyone has a fucking driver.
Yeah,
it's
a different place, guys. Yeah.
So we can't, like, do it as quickly. But if you're in university, then it's like, oh, my friend's across campus, or you can take a train,
tram,
bus,
whatever it is.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm very much so excited to, like, wear what I want, because it's like you have to cover up for the mom check, like passing your mom before you go to, like, a party or something.
Always.
And then she's like, change.
Yeah.
Or it's like, what are you wearing? That's too much skin.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, okay, I get it, but I want to wear what I want.
I know. So, sucks that we have to live in that society, but hey.
Yeah. So hopefully West Coast, pretty liberal, pretty open. Hopefully.
East Coast, I think so, too.
Yeah. I think so. Mm. So, it's going to be good.
It is going to be good. I'm definitely excited for that. I think Anya's a little more used to it because you've lived in the U.S. before. I've mostly only ever lived in culturally... Nope, that's not it. Culturally conservative. English! Okay, I've been out of school for too long, guys. But yeah, basically. So, I'm gonna have to get used to that. Probably seeing people wear very revealing things would be shocking for me at first.
Yeah, makes sense, but...
It'll be nice. So yeah, that's some hopes that we have. I'm really excited because my college campus is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, and yours is huge as well. Mm-hmm. Like, the facilities, we are very lucky to be going where we're going.
Yeah, for
They're
sure.
Beautiful. So I'm so excited to just not be in my room.
Yeah, I'm excited for like not being in my room and also space.
And
like in a college, the whole point is like to have different options for studying. Like, you can go to the library one day and then a cafe and then maybe a little park or a little bench. Mm-hmm. Like here, we've just been in our desk for so many months.
For years, basically. Almost 2 years.
Years, exactly. And even in school, it's like, oh, there's this desk and there's like this couple other spaces. Mm. But there's not like a whole different setting, if that makes any sense.
And we couldn't really roam in school either because of COVID. Like, you have to stay in one of the assigned areas, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So it's just like having options, which will be fun. Like, for me, especially, like, for me, because my campus is really big. It would take me a while to, like, discover everything.
Mm.
It's exciting.
Yes.
It's a fun time.
For sure.
And for you, like, even the city surrounding your college, it's fun to, like, discover. Like, oh, definitely. That's a fun new place to eat. Let's try this place.
Oh, the eating places are going to be so different. I mean, I'm going to miss my Indian food. Although where I am, there are Indian restaurants, I'm still going to miss my home-cooked Indian food.
Same.
It's going to be tough.
There's going to be a good lot of Mexican food. On the West Coast. Hopefully.
Interesting. I'm taking my instant rasam packets and I am not sharing with anybody. I don't care if you're dying. I'm taking them because they're for when I get sick and I know I will get sick.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But
it's different.
What else? Yeah, things are expensive. I'm not looking forward to that.
Ooh, yeah.
Things are, I was looking at prices, like things are a good chunk more expensive.
Sheesh.
Which in India, like, not everything's dirt cheap, but
mostly
dirt cheap, like $1 or $2.
It's not dirt cheap, pretty flower cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty, yeah. So I'm gonna have to get used to that. Yeah. And also seeing plastic. Like, especially where we live in India, there's not that much plastic usage at all. So, and then the US is very consumerist. Plastic bags, this, that.
Oh no.
So plastic and waste and I don't know, the culture is different. But I'll stick to the positives, what we're looking forward to.
I mean, the other positive thing is this, I reckon the places we're going to be in are going to be a lot cleaner regarding streets.
How could I forget?
While there might be more plastic and a lot more consumerism and waste, there's going to be far cleaner, you know, streets.
That's
going to be lovely.
Urban planning actually exists there. There's a walk system.
That is true.
You can walk on a sidewalk and not worry about it being
And traffic operated. Rules are a thing.
Traffic rules are a thing. That's true.
So
not that many car accidents, unless you're going like 100 miles per hour, which you can actually go. You can go that fast.
There you go. Man, it's going to be so weird.
Yeah.
I haven't left India, as in, like, I haven't lived anywhere out of India for almost 12 years, so this is going to be really interesting.
It's going to be so fun.
Yikes. But yeah.
Do you ever miss traveling, of course, right?
Oh my god, yes. Last time I traveled was over a year ago when I injured my leg and I had a music competition, and I managed to make it to Bombay. Mm-hmm. With my injured leg. I traveled the whole way in a wheelchair, guys. It was so embarrassing because they put me in the section where all the old people were because those were the only people in wheelchairs. And I was sitting there awkwardly looking at them and they were like, what is this child in a wheelchair sitting over there, huh? And they were like, I know they were back talking me in their native languages. I know it. They were judging me. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to be a body.
Yeah.
It was time.
Yeah, I don't know. I really miss traveling now.
Same.
Last time I traveled was not even too long ago, but even like traveling internationally, even though it can be hell to travel from India to the US, which is like a 30,
14-hour plus 7-hour or something like that.
Yeah, it's something insane. And then plus layover times, it's like...
Gross.
For me, it's at least like 30 hours.
You're basically traveling 20... Like a day.
Yeah, yeah. A day at least. Mm. So it sounds really gross, especially like in economy, but it's like an experience. I miss it so much now. I used to love traveling. I still love traveling.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I mean, one thing that my mom mentioned, because she travels a lot, that I was thinking about is, I don't think I'll ever travel without a mask anymore. Just because airports and airplanes are actually such a high contact and, like, gross, germ-wise place.
Dude, I didn't even realize it, but everything you touch on a plane to is absolutely nasty.
It is nasty
so
as hell.
So gross.
Yuck. So I don't think I could ever travel without a mask now that I've done it.
I need, like, a mask and 5 different sanitary wipes to, like, wipe down my...
Gloves on you.
Everything.
Gloves, yes.
Yeah, but I guess, like, traveling with a mask for that long is gonna be really gross, and I'm gonna get mad acne.
That is... Macne. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's true.
Mad, mad mask-ne.
Yeah.
Mask acne.
I think we created a rapper name. Okay.
Oh my.
But, yeah, no, for sure. I think... It would be really nasty for our skin, but at the same time, how many times would we save ourselves from getting sick?
True, exactly.
Because, not gonna lie, the place we live in, the airport, is not the cleanest.
It's so bad.
It is really bad.
It's so bad.
Like, I travel to the... I'm used to it, so I know it's pretty awful, but I don't know context. And then when I traveled to the U.S. from here, I was like... Oh my, holy shit, this place is a mansion. This is sexy. This is
clean.
Gorgeous. Minus the Trump posters everywhere. Yeah. But it was so, so clean.
Exactly.
Oh, crazy stuff.
It's gonna be so nice to be in a clean environment.
Definitely.
Not that India's not always, like, it's, India's clean, but not the public areas.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
There are areas that are very clean. There are many areas that are not. We are still a developing country, folks. But
yes.
Don't think that India is a shithole. It can be, but not in every way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
The nice thing about, I guess, India is how friendly people are. Because even though I don't... Okay, I know I've lived here 12 years, and I know that this is my native place, and I should know the language, but I don't speak
don't
it
worry.
Properly at all. But people are still very friendly when you interact with them, which is pretty nice to... It's refreshing.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to be leaving for the U.S. next. And then today's Saturday? Friday.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
3 days.
What?
3 days.
She's
leaving
me. No. Actually, this is the last time I'll be seeing Anya, probably till December.
I know.
Which is crazy.
Thankfully, my mom said I can travel whenever I want to see you. But
yay.
It has to be, like, within reason.
Of course.
Maybe, like, once or twice a year, most likely.
During a holiday, we can figure it
during
out.
During a holiday. But her boyfriend also said that he has relatives on the West Coast. So, hopefully, you guys will be able to come to the West Coast as well.
I think so.
And stay with his relatives for a bit, and that'll be fun.
Can visit. Ah, it's gonna be so much fun.
I think it'll be really fun to, like, have this, like, new context. Like a new, I think we've like exhausted all the fun things we can do here.
Oh, absolutely.
Like multiple times.
Yes, there's like 3 things you can do
exactly.
in this city.
But we're going to like pretty well-developed cities with cool things to do. So we can go to like a cool fancy hipster cafe bookstore.
And drink some nice cappuccinos and...
Yes.
Why do we hesitate?
Be little
yes.
artsy bitches.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. We can go on road trips, we can go... camping if we wanted to.
Go hiking too.
Hiking. Ooh, scuba diving.
Go scuba diving.
We're certified, bitch.
We are certified.
Yeah. Certified freak.
Okay,
sorry.
Nope.
I don't know why that came in. I actually really don't like that song.
Don't worry about it. Our brains are weird like that.
That's true, but our viewers know that by now.
Yeah.
Our viewers, she says, on a podcast.
Our but listeners. Yeah. Are they called viewers or listeners?
Definitely listeners.
Right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I like that we had to discuss that.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss my puppy.
Oh, yes.
I know me.
Her cute little
dog. I'm gonna miss my dog so much because it's like, I feel like I'm thinking about it in the context of myself. Like, what I do, my mom just like up and left me. And it's like sad.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know the context.
He doesn't know what's gonna come.
But he'll be okay. He'll be with my mom and my brother.
That's true. He's gonna be really happy when you come back, though.
That's true.
So, yeah,
might
December,
be salty for a bit.
A little bit. December's gonna be fun. We will.
Yeah.
We will enjoy. We will. Okay, if we do get to meet up, even if we don't, we can even figure out how to make a podcast, like, virtually.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think we can still make some content, you guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The next podcast will definitely be in the U.S.
Yes.
And we will definitely be in different states.
We could probably do one on our setup of our dorm stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we'll probably be in college by then.
Yeah, so let us know if there's... I don't even know if there's a way for y'all to communicate with us on Anchor, but if you want to hear about how our dorm setup moving in process was, not necessarily like, oh my god, I put my fairy lights over there, but more in the context of like...
I had to lug my shitty box up.
Yeah, basically. Let us know. But yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for being patient while we died for a bit.
Yeah, pretty much a rant.
Yeah. We'll be back and cheers.
Cheers. It'll be very different, but.
Yes.
We look forward to talking, updating you guys.
Yes, for sure. Right. Bye.
Bye.